All right, the boss isn't here for the next couple of days, so that means Rob is technically the boss. I don't think that we're going to get in trouble for this. I try not to ask you guys for help. I mean, it's not really your job to help me. It's not really the relationship that we have. But I do need your help, and this is why. Rob really wants to go to 1587 Prime for Christmas. That's what he wants his gift to be. Rob told me, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. Rob told me that he and his wife, they have decided that they're not going to give each other gifts because they want to have a nice dinner at 1587 and that'll be their gift to each other. Rob has been getting very discouraged by his inability to lock in a reservation for this place. So I need you guys' help so we can help Rob. So I come into the office today and I got here a little bit earlier than Rob. I'm in there and I'm typing and Rob comes in there. Rob normally has a cheery disposition. Hey, Carrington, how's it going? Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? How was your, you know, typical office small talk? Rob just said his bag, didn't say nothing, walked out. It's like, okay, I don't know, maybe problems at home. I don't know. Rob's a grown man. He'll tell me what he wants to tell me. Rob came back in there. Man, I think we're going to have to go to Ocean Prime for Christmas. What do you mean? Man, I can't figure it out. I even tried some back channels and I can't get a reservation. Rob doesn't want to go to Ocean Prime. He really doesn't. I can hear it in his voice. I hear it in his demeanor. He doesn't want to go. I'm coming to you guys asking for a favor. I know one of you out there got the connect. I know you got the connect. We need somebody to help my dear brother, Rob Brent, and I'll look out for you on the back end. I'll look out for you. But we got to take care of Rob. I've never seen somebody so disappointed that they're going to go to Ocean Prime. It's like, oh, I mean, I guess I got to go to Ocean Prime, man. It's like, okay, all right. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. I don't need any other help. I don't need a donation. I just need you to go on the little computer at 1587, type in some things, put my man Rob Britton down for a two-piece, and that's all I need. I don't need nothing else. Rob, I feel like I did my part.
I'm not asking for no discounts.
That's it. You don't mind. You don't mind paying for the food.
Mm-mm.
You don't want anything. Simply want to get a premium reserve. You don't want like a Monday at, you don't want a Monday at 6:30. No,
I would take a Monday at 6:30.
You don't want that. Come on now. Nobody wants a Monday reservation at 6:30. You want a Friday at 7:15.
I have
you
holiday
want a little
PTO,
time to
baby.
Put you on something nice. Put on your nice little church shoes and go down there and take your lady and have a nice meal. One of the listeners can help us spread some holiday cheer to my dog.
I'll say this. I am discouraged. I have a better chance.
I heard it in your voice. You sound defeated.
I feel like I'm maybe 4 to 8 texts away from bumping into Taylor Swift somewhere. I am not 4 to 8 texts away from getting into 1587 Prime. I'm 4 to 800 texts away.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather Darren Peterson play in the Davidson game or get a reservation of 1587?
Okay, I have good news. My wife's not listening right now. So the answer is Darren Peterson.
Have you seen Darren Peterson play yet?
No!
Oh, not at Allen. You haven't seen him at Allen.
I haven't sat in my seat.
You saw him at Sprint Center.
I have not sat in my seats at Allen that I pay a premium for to see Darren Peterson.
Okay.
I've seen walk-ons who I can't name, but I have not seen Darren Peterson from my seats. I saw at Sprint Center. I have not seen it at Allen. No, I have not.
Okay,
I'm very happy. I know the time. We got her 10 minutes before she has a break. She's not listening. Darren Peterson for Davidson is request number one. But since no one can just heal hamstrings, request number two is Christmas at 1587.
Somebody on the text line said, so C-Dot, are you trying to say that Rob sounded like Joe Burrow? Oh, absolutely. That's how Rob sounded today when he walked into the office. He sounded exactly like Joe Burrow when he talked to me to kick off our day.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on.
There's a lot of things going on right now. That's what it is. A lot of things going on. No, a lot of things. That's it. I want to help Rob. Help me help Rob. That's all. That's what I want from Christmas from you guys. I want you to help me help Rob. It'll put Rob in a good mood. It makes Rob happy. And when Rob is in a good mood, I'm in a good mood. Everybody wins this way. That's all I need. All right, I do want to play this for you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the stadium stuff. Jonathan Ketz is going to call into the show. I want you guys to listen to this, and then we'll debate it on the other side. Listen to this. This is from 41.
Earlier this year, Kansas lawmakers passed the Home in the Heartland Grant Program funding. It's basically $3 million for local communities to create Please Move Here incentive packages. The perks are peak Midwestern hospitality.
Our local animal shelter is putting money towards pet adoption. Our mayor has said that I'd love to be able to take this family out to lunch.
Ottawa's list is long, but it starts with $6,000 in cash.
What are some things that Ottawa has that are worth moving for?
You get to know your neighbors, but you also don't lose the amenities of being outside the metro, because really it's just a drive away.
It's the first time Kansas has launched a relocation program like this. And Ottawa already has 70 applicants.
You must have a job before moving and a household income of at least $55,000.
So if you check all of those boxes, you might decide there's no place like Ottawa.
All right. I don't mean any disrespect toward Ottawa, Kansas. You can't even say I haven't been there before. I've been to Ottawa, Kansas multiple times. $6,000 ain't enough for me to move to Ottawa, Kansas. Not even close enough. Not in the, no. No, thank you. Rob, you moving to Ottawa for $6,000? Tomorrow, right now, if the state of Kansas cuts you a tax-free $6,000 check and tells you you need to sell your townhome and you and your wife need to move to Ottawa, Kansas, are you moving to Ottawa for $6,000?
No, but that's kind of where I'm at in life, like, right now. Like, I'm not trying to uproot the family to move to Ottawa, Kansas. If I was 24 and, you know, looking for a first job, single, hey, I can come to the city on a, you know, Friday night and do something and hang out with some friends, I'd be more enticed. But at 35 years old, $6,000 didn't get me there. Nope.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't think of a worse place to live as a single man with maybe a little bit of money than living in Ottawa, Kansas. I can't think of a place that would be worse.
Come on now, there's worse. There's a lot worse.
I would say every other place you're going to name is probably on par. It's the same. Like, yeah, you're going to name a place. I'm assuming it's also not very fun.
Topeka.
I'd rather live in Topeka than live in Ottawa.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm serious.
Jeff City.
I'd rather live in Jeff City than live in Ottawa.
No way.
For sure.
No
way. I'd definitely rather live, 100%, I'd rather live in Jeff City than live in Ottawa, Kansas. If those are the two options. 100%. No question. I thought you were going to name four worse options than those two that
I just named the two worst that popped to mind. Nothing's worse than Topeka.
How much money would you need to move to Ottawa? Like, tomorrow, if the state of Kansas says we're going to cut you a check right now and you need to sell your townhome and you need to move.
It would have to be a life-changing number. May not Powerball, but I'm talking like...
The question, honestly, is how long do I have to be there?
Yeah.
Would answer it. But the conversation at least starts with 15. I'm not even listening to you if it's less than $15,000. I need at least $15,000.
20 to me in a check? Okay. 20 just... Okay, that's...
$15,000 tax-free?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at least intrigued to find out more about the situation. Give me a little information on what I need to do, and then I would consider it. But then I'm also guessing by the time you factor in gas and driving and doing all that stuff, you're going to burn through that $6,000 they're going to give you. You're burning through that $6,000 they're giving you. That $6,000, it ain't enough to get me to move to Ottawa.